Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth." He also said, "You are the light of the world." Now we gather here today to celebrate as a congregation and as individuals here in this place, to celebrate God's blessings, past, present, and future. We celebrate God's blessings in the past, not simply because they're part of our heritage, but we celebrate them because we have been shaped and influenced and have benefited from God's blessings to those who have gone before us. And right now, too, we are surrounded by his care and enjoy the intimacy of our relationship with him in grace in Jesus Christ. And the blessings of the Lord have taught us to anticipate. You see, we look for God's future not only because his word tells us that he will be there for us, but that word is also reinforced by the fact that as we look back over the course of our lives and our life as a congregation, we see the many ways in which God's blessing has been evident. And therefore, we have confidence that he who has cared for us in the past will do so in the future also. Our times are in his hands. And Jesus, in addressing his disciples early in his ministry, spoke of them as salt and light. And this was a declaration made not just to the inner circle of the 12, but this was part of Jesus' general declaration to his generation, that that was their calling as God's people, to be salt and light. And maybe in this anniversary season, take just a moment to reflect on those images. The image of being light in the world. Well, that takes its root, of course, in the fact that Jesus later declared in the course of his ministry, "I am the light of the world." And Jesus spoke of his grace coming into the midst of darkness of humankind and bringing visibility and clarity and light into the darkness. Now, Alberton Church has a visibility in this community. It's had a presence in this community for more than 170 years. We celebrate this as our 171st anniversary, but we know that the history of the gathering of God's people in this community for worship predates that beginning of a congregation. And in fact, this very building in which we are seated this morning has been here for almost 140 years, sitting here as a mark, a beacon, a visible place in this community where God's people gather for praise. Now, we have an unusual privilege, you know, that in this community of Alberton, this particular church building and this congregation have been, in essence, the church in Alberton. Because though there have been other congregations nearby, this has, to my knowledge, in the history of Alberton, being the only congregation that really was centered with its building and activities right in the midst of Elberton. And you realize, therefore, that for almost 140 years, everybody that went down the road would see this place here. And in other communities, it may be that, you know, a local congregation was one of many churches. In the instance of Elberton, it was the church. It was that present symbol to people, whether they were part of that particular congregation or not, that this is a place where God's people gather. And that has continued through the generations. And the people are visible too, you know. When you live in a larger community, the people who are identified with a particular Christian congregation or community just get blended in along with everyone else. But in a small place, people through the years have known who belonged to Elberton Church. And therefore, the people of Elberton Church had the privilege and the opportunity and indeed the responsibility of being light in the midst of this community. Light not only to those outside the church, but light to one another within the community of God's people. Because that was God's intention. That wherever they are, Elberton or anywhere else, God's people should be a visible demonstration of God's presence in his world. And it's been our privilege to inherit that testimony of the generations. And we desire to reflect it well in the days ahead. And, you know, it was expanded upon a bit by Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, "Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." We're intended to reflect glory to God's name. Our aspiration is not to be seen as a pious people set apart, but as people who reflect glory to God in the name of Jesus Christ. So that's been a privilege that those who went before us in this place have had, of being in this community a very visible expression of God's presence. And we cherish that we may, the hope that we may continue that in our time and on into the days ahead. Now the other image that Jesus used was that of salt. Salt's interesting, you know. It was not only, of course, in previous times a means of flavoring food. It was also a means of, in some instances, preserving food. And it has a peculiar quality about it in a way because it permeates whatever you add it to. Think about this. Do you ever try taking salt out of something? I mean, it adds salt to some item of food, and it's there. Unless it's so thickly sprinkled on top that you can scrape it off, it works its way through. And that was the characteristic that Jesus was intending to people to understand when he used that image of salt, that it is something that makes its way through and changes that to which it is added and enhances it and makes it even better. And Jesus said to his people, "You are salt. On God's behalf, you are to be that influence in the life around you, both within the community of faith and outside of it. You are to be that influence that works its way down and changes things." Now, we cannot always demonstrate exactly the ways in which the Alberton congregation has changed the Alberton community. When it comes to that, we have to do a little speculating as to how life would be different were this congregation not to have been present here for the past 171 years. But we can know that trusting in God's blessing and provision, that as his people have lived with the intention and desire to be an influence amongst themselves and to the world, that God would honor that intention and let the influence of his people move out into the community around them. And so we celebrate that we are the inheritors of those who went before us as salt in this place, and that privilege has been passed to us, and that for the glory of God's name, we may continue to be that presence, transforming presence, in the days ahead. What God has blessed and made possible in the past, we yearn for God to bless and make possible in the future as well, that we may continue to be light and salt in the world, beginning right here where we are in Alberton. And on this anniversary occasion, I want to point you to the prayer that the Apostle Paul offered on behalf of the people in Ephesus. It was part of the reading that Randy read for us this morning from Ephesians chapter 3. Paul expressed his heart's desire for the people in Ephesus in this way: "I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." And what prayer could be better for us to offer up to the Lord this day than that same one offered up by Paul for the people in Ephesus, that our understanding of the love of God in Jesus Christ may be ever growing and deepening, and that we, by the grace of God, may be filled with all the fullness of God. As that prayer is answered, we will be blessed. And so will the world around us. Friends, this is our calling, to be salt and light. We do it only with God's strength and his leading. We do it only for his glory. But this is good news. Thanks be to God. Amen.